Los Angeles City Police Chief Charlie Beck is traveling to London this week to discuss how to combat gangs and gang violence with law enforcement agencies from all over the world.
Right.
Why is Beck's advice being sought?
The obvious reasons are that crime is at a 40-year low in Los Angeles, in the city as well as the county of Los Angeles, and gang-related crime and violence is also at an incredible low. You know, this is a city that lived through the decade of death from the late 1980s until the late 1990s and continued to have a problem with gang violence up until 2004, 2005, when we began to see the beginning of a change. And that change has come to fruition. And I think his expertise and his experience is very, very important to listen to. Charlie Beck has not made gangs and gang violence the exclusive problem of law enforcement or the LAPD. He has reached out and integrated criminal justice approach with nonprofits and community-based organizations. He has really taken a very holistic approach that has been nothing short of revolutionary in terms of the response to gangs and gang violence. And I think it's certainly a useful approach, not just in Los Angeles, not just in America, but internationally.
And what has the LAPD and the city of Los Angeles, also Chief Beck, done right in combating gangs?
There's two things, and they're major. One is they have put more officers on the street who are now officers of color, who come from the communities, who are recognized in those communities, and who work together with their community, so that it's not just outside police officers coming in to combat gang violence. It's people who work with the community. And that's part one. And there is a big police presence. It cannot be underemphasized. The second thing is he and the LAPD work with community agencies. I do research with a lot of these places. I do evaluation research, and I've done it with street interventionists, with places like, you know, communities and schools, We Care Outreach in Jordan Downs, Project Fatherhood run by We Care Outreach in Jordan Downs, Homeboy Industries. And in all of these places, Charlie Beck has made a real effort to be a part of things and not just stop by, but to actually integrate his officers and his staff with these different community-based organizations and nonprofits. And it's yielded incredible results.
So what kind of tactics do you think he's going to be sharing in London?
I think he's going to talk about that. I think he's going to talk about, you know, deploying law enforcement to hotspots. I think he's going to talk about the process of violence interruption. I think he's going to talk about the importance of community partnerships, that law enforcement absolutely positively cannot do this alone. I think he's going to use the words that, frankly, are repeated over and over again and are getting a bit hackneyed: we can't arrest ourselves out of this job. And I think he's going to talk about partnership, because that's what's really worked here in LA, and it has applicability on an international stage as well.
With your research, what do you see currently in the movement of gang and gang violence going on in Los Angeles?
What I really see is we are at it's a very exciting time and a wonderful time and a challenging time. I think a multi-pronged strategy is working. Violence is going down. It is no longer glamorous. It's no longer exciting. It's no longer mystified. The challenge is, how do we sustain these gains? And the thing we've got to do is, we've got to interrupt the violence, we've got to work with former gang members, and we've got to get them to work. And the challenge is, in an economy like ours and in a place like Los Angeles that is hard hit economically just like the rest of the country, talking about getting former gang members' jobs is a huge, huge, huge challenge. But it is the way forward, and it's really what we should pursue.
And what's your hope for the future?
My hope for the future is there's three things. I hope that we continue with this journey of working together to keep that gang violence down and to eventually say goodbye to gangs forever. That's number one. Number two, I hope that we really look at education and long-term strategies to change the identities of individuals who are at risk for gang membership. And third, I hope that people are willing to hire former gang members, and that they do get employed, and they do can see that there is a way out. So I would say continuing, you know, crime prevention, education as a way forward, and jobs as a way out.
If you could just say something to all the gang members out there or former gang members, what would you say to them?
Oh my God. I would say, I don't want to see anybody die. I don't want to see anybody waste their life. and there's help for you. There's people that care for you. Stop with what you're doing and try a different path. I don't think there's anything I would say, whether I'm an expert or, you know, a social worker or a mother, that would differ from anyone else on this earth. Don't harm one another. Look for another way forward. Because it doesn't take money. It just takes compassion for others.
Georgia Leap, thank you so much for joining us here today at Annenberg Radio News.
Thank you.